All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode 166. I am Cheap ED, and I have holes in my underwear, and not just the ones where I put my legs in.
I am Wombat, and I'm not even wearing underwear.
Good. That's the way to go. It's hot out. You don't need underwear.
I went through that once with the holes in my boxers because I wore them, I don't know, forever to the point where it was just a waistband. And then my wife threw them all away. She said I wasn't allowed to wear that anymore.
Yeah, Mrs. Cheapy, I don't know why, if she was going through my underwear drawer. I don't know what the story was, but she asked me the other day, she's like, how come all your underwear has holes in the crotch area? And it's weird because they're like, I got to take a picture of it, actually. They're like five or six, they're like slashes. It looks like somebody took a razor blade and made like six vertical slashes in them. And I don't know what that's from.
Is it from, like, your thighs chafe when you walk?
No, it's right in the middle. It's like right where my Niznacks are.
Yeah, I think I'm telling maybe you're probably rubbing it together when you walk that area.
But you'll see a picture of it. I think I have a theory, and it might be. I was just thinking about this because I just went to try to take a dump before
underwear
the show.
Underwear gnomes?
No, I think that sometimes, you know, I gotta shave down sometimes because, especially in the summer, it's very moist in that area. And I like to, I like to keep it trim.
Manscape.
I like to manscape because I don't have a lot going on down there. So the less hair, the better it looks.
It adds 2 optical inches.
What is that thing called? That product?
It adds 2 optical inches. I worked on a video that you can probably still find online about for a product that does that.
Yeah, what was that called? I remember hearing the ad. It was like,
yeah,
I forget
what it was, but it was funny.
I don't know.
Jeff Meacham was the actor in it.
Let me tell you something. I could definitely use 2 optical inches, no question about it. So I think what happens is maybe like once the hair starts growing in again, it's like sharp, and I think maybe it slices the underwear.
I doubt it.
No.
No.
I don't know. That's just a theory, and I need to. I can. That's only like one of the. It's one of the few parts of clothing I can actually buy here is underwear, so I should probably get on that one of these days. It's hard to get excited about buying underwear, though.
Yeah, it is. Unless you get, like, cool underwear with pictures on it.
I don't think I'm going to get that.
Or underoos.
I get black underwear, so, like, you can't see any shit stains.
Wow.
You don't do that?
I have no response to that. I don't even know where to go with that.
I learned that from Howard Stern. He taught me, buy black underwear so you can't see any shit stains. And I immediately do that. Sometimes I have some gray ones in there too, but the same theory holds. So that's my tip of the day for you kags out there. Buy black or dark colored underwear.
I'm wearing striped underwear. I don't know.
Anyway, Wombat, anything going on with you? That's my underwear advice.
Sabrina took her first steps over the weekend.
I heard that's big news. Let the good times roll.
Or walk, as they say.
Or walk.
Yes. She already fell once and has a little cut next to her eye. But other than that, she's doing just fine.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of falling.
I know. So I've been told.
I mean, I was very happy, too, when Ty started walking. But then I realized soon after that, it was great when he didn't walk. When he started crawling, it got, things changed, too. But it was great when you could just put him in a spot and you knew if you went to the bathroom and you came back, he would still be in that spot.
Not so much.
Not so much.
We also got rid of the baby jail upstairs. We decided we had enough of that.
The octagon?
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, I like that octagon.
The octagon was cool and it served its purpose, but now, I mean, she's so mobile that she needs more space.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I also got new bedroom furniture this weekend, too.
Wait, hold on. I have a comment about this.
Oh,
I think Wolfkin heard. What did you post this on Facebook or Twitter or something?
Yeah, both.
Wolfkin says, with Wombat, with a walking kid, and CBD with a kid who touches controllers. He doesn't just touch them. He pushes the buttons. Says, you're both reaching milestones for the kid. Have you given any thought towards how you start their gaming lives? Will you take them all the way back to the NES? Or just start on whatever generation is current. I mean, I didn't even think for a second that I would start with going back to the NES. I'm not looking to give him a history of gaming when he's you know, 3 years old. I think you got to jump in.
I'll let Sabrina discover that kind of thing on her own.
Yeah, I think you got to jump in with the new hotness.
Exactly. I figure one day she'll come to me and say, "Susie's friends were playing this, and I want to play what Susie's playing." I don't even know who Susie is, but
right,
generic friend. So I'm like, okay, right, we can play that.
Susie was playing a game that was two blobs shooting at each other, shooting squares at each other. And you're like, oh, combat for Atari.
I was thinking Pong, but yeah.
Right. Ah, anyway.
Excuse me.
Anyway, so yeah, congratulations. I guess Wolfgang wanted to know what your plans were.
No problem. I wanted to mention my furniture shopping trip. I went and bought new bedroom furniture over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Real bedroom furniture, too. First time I've ever had actual solid wood bedroom furniture, not build-it-yourself.
not IKEA.
Yeah. It was a pretty momentous occasion.
That is cool.
It's nice, too. And I thought you'd be impressed. I had my in-laws with me, and my father-in-law has never seen me haggle before. And as we all know, I will haggle with anyone in any store because it's just my way.
Was this at Levitt's or something?
This was at a furniture place called The Place. That's actually the name of it.
Wow, I really just couldn't think of any good names.
The Place is the size of a football field. I'm not making it up.
Where is it?
It's on Route 110 in Long Island.
Okay.
And it's gigantic, and it's just furniture.
Okay.
I did the math afterwards. 33% they knocked off.
Wow. You're good.
My father-in-law shook my hand afterwards. He's like, nice job.
You earned your Jew stripes?
I did. I earned my Jew stripes that day. It was quite impressive.
Your Jew haggle badge?
Exactly.
That's good. I've never done that. I don't know.
Haggled or bought furniture?
Either.
I was going to say either, probably, right? Yeah, I figured as much.
Yeah. We bought a bed and, you know, our dressers are sort of like kind of crummy.
Yeah, we figured it was time. If we plan on,
that's good.
Yeah, we're settling down. We might as well have real furniture in the house.
All right. Well, that's good. It's good to know.
And I have to give a shout out. This was cool. On Sunday morning,
yeah,
we had to buy, you know, like general goods for the baby.
Uh-huh.
So we went to Target because they have the best prices.
Mm-hmm.
And we're checking out. And I put my stuff on the conveyor belt and sliding it through. And this guy looks up at me and goes, "Wombat?"
No.
Yes. So I have to give a special shout out to Solid from Target.
Wow.
Solid, I believe it's an exclamation point where the I goes.
Okay, that's very cool. Did he give you a 33% discount?
He didn't. I was a little disappointed. I did say, like, so I get the employee discount now, right? And he goes, I can't do that.
Did he throw a few, like, Snickers bars in the bag or
nothing?
Something?
But nothing. Now I know who to look for just for shits and giggles next time I'm at the Target. So
that's very cool.
How cool is that?
It is super cool.
I was a star for a minute.
You are super cool. All right, Wombat. So you had an eventful weekend. I think instead of reading the show feedback now from last week, what I've done is I've taken it, and I think we'll get to it at various points in the show, Wombat.
You've peppered it along the
show. I've peppered it, yes, to make the CADcast extra spicy or something like that. I don't know.
Muy caliente.
Yes, yes. We did go to one of these baby amusement parks this weekend on Sunday. Like a shopping mall by us has, you know, it's like one of those places that has like a ball pit and, you know, one of those inflatable rooms where the kids can jump up and down. And I don't know, I've never seen Ty have so much fun for like an hour straight. He was just running around, jumping. I mean, I had fun too. Don't get me. I might have had more fun than him, you know, jumping in the ball pit and playing in there. And, you know, we were burying Ty in the ball pit. Don't make any testicle jokes, Wombat.
Well, I was just going to say that I'm glad to know that you both enjoy balls to the face. I don't...
Right. He didn't enjoy the balls in the face. I tried burying him in the balls, and he did not like that. But he did like just sitting in the balls and trying to cover himself in balls. Stop it. Don't say anything. And I farted in the ball pit like 4 times, which was good. Because that's the cool thing is like when you go to like a little kid amusement park, you can fart all you want because you just blame it on the other kids. They're just going to think some kid shit himself.
You're a real humanitarian.
I'm a classy guy.
You are. Class act.
Yeah, my wife heard me fart in the ball pit, and she was like, she looked at me, and she likes to try to embarrass me, and it's like wants to like start screaming that I farted in Japanese. But I'm like, really, who's going to be more embarrassed, me or her?
How do you say
If
you
you know,
farted in Japanese?
say onara
Onarimoshimashita.
oshimashita. Perfect, dude. What, you've been living in Japan or something?
Yeah.
And I had to say I've shit my pants and I farted. That's
Nice.
the extent of my Japanese.
I know how to say hello in Chinese.
Ni hao.
Yeah, that's all I know. Ni hao, Kai Lan. You don't
Right.
have to watch that show, though, do you?
What show?
You don't have like American kid shows to watch. Ni hao, Kai Lan. That's an actual show.
That's the name of a show, or
Yeah,
you
it's
know, like a.
Sabrina's favorite show.
No. We do have access to Sesame Street. The Sesame Street website lets you stream like all these videos, and I use Plex on my Mac Mini as a little media center, and there's an app that'll let you connect to Sesame Street and watch all those videos. It's awesome.
Now we got. Do you ever watch Yo Gabba Gabba?
No, I don't.
You gotta
Not like that.
watch. You have to watch Yo Gabba Gabba because that's awesome.
I did try to watch Burn Notice, but I and I literally yesterday sat down to watch Burn Notice. And then I realized that I didn't think I had the pilot episode. So I have to find the pilot episode somewhere. Maybe I have it and
You
I
don't really
lost it or
need it,
something.
I'll be honest. You don't
Oh,
need it.
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
The
okay,
like
well.
the main title sequence goes over the pilot.
Yeah, I saw that. But I thought it might be good to start with that.
You don't re I mean it's a good
Okay.
episode, mind you, but you
Well,
don't
next week
need it.
I'll report back on Burn Notice. Let me do some CAG news, Ishwambat, because there's some exciting things happening in the world of Cheap Ass Gamer. As we speak at this very moment, Super Programmer John is uploading changes to the cheapassgamer.com website, including our new trade-in value database, where you can enter and view trade-in values from different retailers who will buy your used games, so you can easily see who's got the highest trade-in values. I gave you a little sneak peek at that one, Matt.
Yeah, I saw it. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I actually just posted a
On
little
Twitter, I
screen,
saw.
on Twitter, a little teaser, and also a bunch of improvements to our CAG trading slash marketplace system are going up today as well. And then hopefully, once those are up, and if everything's working, we can get it out of the closed beta and open it up to everybody so people can actually use it. Because right now it's probably not being used very much because not that many people have access to it. So that is exciting. I'm very excited about that. Also, Shipwreck has posted a contest that we have running on CAG, so you can win the Tales of Monkey Island. What do we got here? I don't even know what this is. Tales of Monkey Island. We're giving away 3 first seasons of Tales of Monkey Island for the PC. All you have to do is submit a photo of yourself either monkeying around or swashbuckling around. And we'll choose our 3 favorites, and you'll get the entire first seasons of Tales of Monkey Island.
Oh, you sort of took my idea there. Good for Shipwreck.
Yeah, well, I gave him the same idea.
Oh, okay, cool. So we both had the same idea.
I mean, it's not that, not that original of an idea. We pretty much do
Shut
the same
up.
thing for
I'm
every.
super original.
We do the same contest for everything.
Shut up. No, it wasn't.
Now
It
the
wasn't make a picture of someone as a pirate. That's the generic chibi contest.
Well, it's whatever, same thing. Let's go on to some new releases, Wombat,
We should
okay?
have done a show me your monkey.
Well, you can. That's monkeying
That
around.
is monkeying around.
Somebody should paint their penis to look like a monkey. No, don't
Only
do that.
because you asked for it.
Excuse me, Wombat. That's disgusting. Let's get on to the new releases, Wombat, because there's a couple, just
Well,
a
we just
few
mentioned
worth
one.
mentioning. What do we got here? We
Other
got
than
the
Monkey
Bigs.
Island?
We got the Monkey Island. We got Bigs 2 for everything,
You gotta
basically.
say it as one word, the big stew.
The Big Stew. I did play the demo of the Big Stew, and
It's like a game about me.
I couldn't. It's about you. That's right. I was pretty much unable to make contact with the ball while I was playing. I don't know if I'm have some sort of physical defect or what, but that pitch comes in really fast, and I don't know. I was getting my ass kicked during the demo. It seemed like it could be a fun game, but I don't know. It might be a little too challenging for me. But you don't care about this game at all.
I don't. We have Battlefield 1943, which I've heard that there are some lag issues with.
Well, I bought it, actually.
And?
There's some lag issues. There's not just lag issues, Wombat. There's getting into game issues and lag issues.
Well, that sucks.
And you get a message when you log on. There's like a little news ticker at the bottom. I'm assuming the main goal of the news ticker is to tell you when the new downloadable content is available, because I'm just waiting to get stuck in the ass with that. I mean, how much time do you think EA is going to wait until, like, the new map pack comes out?
I'm going to say a month.
1 month? Okay. Yes. That seems to be sort of like the default waiting period these days. It used to be a few months, but now it's pretty much 1 month. So, yeah, they get a little message on the bottom telling you that they are over capacity and they are looking at adding new servers. I'm way wrong, but I thought that the way Xbox Live worked was that the hosts are actually the players.
I think EA does it differently. Do you have to log in with your EA account and it on that one?
I think so. Well, I think it does it all automatically since I have an EA account on other games, so I'm not sure. Maybe you're right about that. I don't know.
I want to say that's how it is. I could also be just making it all up, so, you know.
I don't know. I didn't know that you could be over capacity on an Xbox 360 game, but maybe you're right there, Wombat. It looks like, I mean, I did get to play. I tried playing last night, and I just, like, it was so laggy I couldn't play. But then this morning I tried to play. You know, of course, this my morning is your night. And I was actually, I had trouble getting into a game, but once I got into the game, it was relatively, you know, it was playable at least. I mean, it was a little bit of lag, but it was at least playable. It looks very promising. I mean, it looks like it's a lot of fun. You have, it's a Battlefield game, which means that it's an objective-based game where you have to control parts of the map. So you basically stand next to a flag for a few seconds, and then you control that part of the map. There's three classes. There's like your, I forgot exactly what the names are, but there's like the sniper. There's the close combat guy who's got a rocket launcher, and then there's the like the rifleman guy who's like, you know, the medium distance guy. It seems cool, and the graphics are pretty good, especially for an Xbox Live arcade game. I think for $15, it seems like once it gets working, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm always a fan of games where I don't have to get up off the couch to put a disc in. So that's primarily why I bought it. That, and I have a ton of Xbox or Microsoft points. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to playing it. It has a cool feature where you can, you know, set up your own room and then join a game with your friends. I think only 4 people. You basically join as like a squad. So your squad is basically always together during the game, and you can easily see them on the map, and you have your own private channel. It seems cool. I mean, I'm optimistic that they're going to be able to fix it soon, but like I said, I am worried about the downloadable content that's going to come out for this game and how it's going to divide, you know, the populace, the gaming populace. Because look, $15 to me seems like a good deal for this game. I mean, are you interested for $15?
I am interested. Although, you know, when I saw that a lot of websites were giving out tons and tons of codes for this game, yeah. I did email and ask if we could get tons and tons of codes that we could give away.
Oh.
And I got the, oh, we should probably, this was a week ago, and I got the, oh, we should be able to give you some codes this week, and I haven't received anything yet. So, I'm hoping that we get some codes that we can give away.
Okay, we'll try to do that. I mean, so I'm just worried, you know, like, I think $15 is a good deal, but when they start adding out additional maps, you know, you basically have to buy them if you want to keep playing with, you know, the people who are playing the game.
Well, you're basing that on the assumption that the game will have that type of life.
I mean, we can make a bet right now. You want to make a bet right now?
What, that the game's going to have that... month.
I bet right now there's a $10 map pack. That's
I'm saying. Do you think there'll be a thriving community that'll warrant you to buy the map pack?
I don't want to buy the map pack. That's my point. But
I know
think
you don't want to.
Will.
But do you think the community will be there? Well, you're saying you kind of have to because everyone's going to have it. I'm asking you, who's everyone that's going to have it?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I know.
I just know I'm angry, Wombat, about something that hasn't even been announced yet. That's all I know.
I love it when you're angry. It's sexy.
See? You will like me when I'm angry, Wombat.
So sexy.
Roar.
Roar.
Also, Street Fighter 4 for the PC is out. And that BioShock Oblivion bundle for $40 for the PC. And
but it's not Xbox the Game of the Year edition? Is that what the... of?
It is not, I don't think.
Yeah, meh. Gets the gas face.
Yeah, it's not. Okay. Let's move on, then. That's it for the new releases.
Yes.
Now we will move on to the game shopping news. We'll quickly run through the best of the Sunday ad deals. These expire on Saturday, the 11th.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. Fun is waiting for you.
Slurpees for everyone.
You can get $10 off Red Faction Gorilla at Best Buy for the PS3 and 360. And Amazon also has that deal. And Target has it, but only for the PS3. Best Buy also has buy two, get one free on all DS games, and that's in-store only. Target's got a buy one $50 Wii game, get one half off. And Toys R Us has a bunch of $10 gift card deals with the new Harry Potter game, The Conduit, Biggs 2, and Fight Night Round 4. Starting today is this big GameStop sale. Have you checked that out at all, Wombat?
I did. I was at my GameStop today. I went.
You were at your GameStop?
I did, to check out the sale, and I picked up something.
Ooh, what'd you pick up?
Ironic Commando.
Ironic Commando?
Yes, Ironic Commando.
What's so ironic about it?
He has a metal arm.
That's not ironic at all. That's Erotic Commando.
That's ironic. Ironic Commando. Well, it was written by Alanis Morissette, so it doesn't actually have to make sense.
I understand. So anyway, they have a bunch of $20 games, including Bionic Commando, Wheelman, Hawks, Spore I saw was there, Prince of Persia, Star Wars Force Unleashed. There's also $100 off the Guitar Hero World Tour band kits. So the PS3, 360, and Wii versions are just $90, and the PS2 version is $80. Did you... think about picking that up?
I did, but my gift card only had $40 on it, so yeah, that's not going to happen.
Right. So, good, pretty decent sale from GameStop, for a store that doesn't have a lot of sales. But something. It's something.
That's a
good
sale. That's, I mean, you know, like, most places still have Bionic Commando for the $60. So, and I'm spending $60 on
it's a good deal. It's definitely a good deal. All right. Let us move on to... multi-platforming. Multipass. Multipass. Corbin Dallas Multipass. She knows it's a multipass. Man, a lot of games to talk about this week. I just feel like in the last 2 months, I've been playing so many games. I don't know what's going on with me, but I just find myself sitting in front of the TV and playing a shitload of games. I must have finished like 5 or 6 games in the last 2 months. Finished.
You're a machine.
I'm a gaming machine. I used to not play anything.
I don't
people
know what happened.
People thought I didn't even play games, but now I am playing games.
It's the GPD video game renaissance.
It's the summer of gaming. It's going to be although that summer of gaming is going to might maybe stop once you know, starting next week. It's Mrs. Chibi's last work week.
Oh yeah, it's all over
week.
For you. It's going to be but she, every day it's going to be why don't we do something?
No, she likes... Well, it's too hot to do something. She likes watching me play games.
That's what she says until day two. Why don't we ever go anywhere?
No, she never says that.
Not yet.
That's why I married her. She never, ever said that.
It'll happen.
Anyway, multi-platforming,
you're gonna
Wombat.
Find yourself
I finished Ghostbusters for the Xbox 360. I did enjoy the game a lot. It was definitely entertaining. The story was entertaining. I enjoyed the gameplay of capturing the ghosts and putting them in the trap. It was short. I mean, I think maybe 6 hours, I want to say. But there was one huge disappointment, Wombat, that I'm going to tell you about. You may think it's silly, but I think it's actually very serious. And it was a real disappointment for me. So throughout the game, you are treated with a little tease of the Ghostbusters theme song by Ray Parker Jr. Every time you die and it's reloading the level, you see the same little gameplay video while it plays the Ghostbusters theme from the very beginning. Now, I installed the game to the 360 hard drive, so I'm assuming the load times were a little quicker. But you only get to hear about 15 seconds of the Ghostbusters theme. Okay, so you don't even get to any lyrics or anything. You just hear, like, the intro, right? Like, do, 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 do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You following me?
I know the song, yes.
Okay. So, and then the game loads. Then once the game loads, it jumps you right into the gameplay. It doesn't give you an option to, like, continue listening to the song or whatever. Just, bam, you're right in playing the game. Song stops. That was sort of annoying for me because, you know, I died a fair amount of times and you're always hearing the same damn 20 seconds, 15, 20 seconds over and over again. And it's like a big cock tease. You never get to hear the song. So I get to the end of the game, big dramatic conclusion, has a, you know, a closing cinematic and, you know, very entertaining. And the, you know, the cinematic ends and the Ghostbusters logo pops up on the screen. You know, with, you know, Eddie, it says Ghostbusters, and it goes, bam, right into the Ghostbusters song. Bump, bump, ba-da-dum, bump, bump. And, you know, I was, like, excited. I shit you not, Wombat. And I'm embarrassed to say this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I was sitting on my couch by myself, and I could see myself in the reflection of my television because I have a Panasonic plasma, and it has, like, a real glass screen. And I had the curtain open, so I could actually see my – and the screen was black. So I could see myself. I had my legs up and hands up in the air while sitting on the couch, like, pumping, while the Ghostbusters theme was blasting. And I'm like, yes, finally I'm going to get to hear the Ghostbusters song. And wouldn't you know it, after 10, 15 seconds, it jumps into the credits and it starts playing some entirely different song that I don't even think is from Ghostbusters.
That's bullshit.
I was irate.
Irate, huh?
That, I mean, it was really disappointing to me. I couldn't believe it. And I still, to this very day, even playing through 6 hours of Ghostbusters and finishing the game, I have not heard more than the first 20 seconds of the song.
Is that why you're so angry?
Well, that's why I'm angry at Ghostbusters.
But you're angry about something else.
I am?
You said you were angry before.
That's what, I don't know, what do you mean?
Earlier in this show,
yeah,
you mentioned that you were really mad about something.
I did?
Yes.
I don't think so.
You were so frightening.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember saying that.
Never mind.
Maybe it was that. I don't know. I think you're listening to another show.
I'm listening to another show. That was so, oh my God.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so that's Ghostbusters. I recommend you renting the game.
You said you're going to like me when I'm angry, and I said you're sexy when you're angry.
Okay, so maybe it was. I don't know. I thought you didn't even listen. So what? Now it was on you listening, and I don't know what you're talking about.
It's fine. Just keep talking about stuff. People like that.
Okay. People like stuff. Okay, so anyway, I recommend renting Ghostbusters, but if you're expecting to hear the entire song, at least in the Xbox 360 version, you're not going to hear it. And that was lame ass.
I had that on a 45.
What happened?
I had that theme song on a 45, a single.
Yeah, I did too.
Single, a 45.
And the other side had the instrumental on it, right?
I believe so.
You know how I know this for a fact?
You still have it.
I don't know about that. It might be my parents' house. But when I was younger, I had a tape recorder, and I used to, like, make my own, like, fake radio shows and song parodies and stuff. And I made a song called Dustbusters, you know, named after the little hand vacuum.
I know what a Dustbuster is.
And I recorded it using the record, the instrumental on the record. I wrote out lyrics and everything, and, you know, if there's something dirty in your neighborhood, who are you going to call?
Is this where I'm supposed to say Dustbusters?
Yeah.
I won't indulge you with your crap. What's next?
Well, I was a young lad. I thought it was very good or something. All right, so we both picked up Call of Juarez, Bound in Blood.
We did.
What do you think of Call of Juarez, Bound in Blood?
I really like it, actually. I've enjoyed what I've played so far. I picked it up on a recommendation from Justin from Joystick.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't been disappointed. It plays a lot. It reminds me of Call of Duty 2.
Okay.
But set in a Wild West theme. Because you're using old-timey weapons, you know. And the rifles are very similar to those World War II rifles, except for the except for the loading, which takes a little longer. So it's more like that than, say, Modern Warfare.
Because it's not modern?
Because it's not modern. There you go.
Right.
My gripes with the game is that it does take a little too long to get to the actual Wild West.
The beginning is a little slow.
But once you get there, it's worth it. I like the characters. I like the voice acting. I like the story. And,
yeah, the story is good. Yeah, definitely.
And the variety of weapons is actually kind of fun, which is hard to do in a game that has old weapons.
One of the big, the gameplay elements of Call of Juarez, Bound in Blood, which is the sequel to Call of Juarez, by the way, in case you did not know that, is that you switch off between two characters. You get to choose at the start of every chapter, or most chapters, you get a choice. You can either take Thomas, who's more of a long-range type of character. He's got a rifle. He's better with the rifle. He's got a lasso, and he can climb up stuff. And he has knives, and what else? He's quicker.
Bow and arrow.
Yeah. Or you can take Ray, who's more of like a gunslinger. So he's really good with dual pistols, and he's stronger, but he's slower. I actually, at the end of the game, I finished the game, by the way. At the end of the game, it tells you how long you played with each character. I had an even 50-50 split down to the minute. It's pretty impressive, I thought.
You're an amazing human being. What do you think of the game since you finished it?
What's that?
What did you think of the game? You finished it.
Oh, sorry. I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed the first one, too, and I didn't think it was that... I mean, it's been a while since I played the first one. I didn't think it was that much different than the first one, although what they did was they took out a lot of the platforming elements that people found annoying in the first game. And the stealth elements, I didn't think that they were that bad in the first one. Was it like, oh joy, I'm having so much fun? No, but I didn't. I got through them and I finished the game, so it couldn't have been that bad because I don't put up with a lot of nonsense. But I did enjoy it. I like the concentration mode, which is basically like their version of bullet time. Every time you kill somebody, you fill up a little meter, and then you can go into concentration mode. And with Ray, you basically paint a target over each guy, and then you automatically gun them down. And with Thomas, you hold down the right trigger, and you basically flick the right stick like you're...
flicking the hammer on your gun.
Yeah, like on an old revolver. So, I don't know. Cool. It was a lot of fun. It's interesting because this game is actually a prequel to the first game that came out. I can feel fairly safe recommending you go play the first one after playing the second one because you get to see what happens to these characters.
It's tempting, and I thought about that too. Maybe I'll Gamefly that.
You should. I like the first one. I feel safe recommending it. Definitely.
Yeah, maybe I will. I did enjoy the game. Yeah. Like I said, it's a lot.
Did you finish?
No, I didn't. I'm enjoying the game. Oh. I should say.
Okay.
I think it's a lot of fun. I really like the duels.
Yeah, you have these cool shootouts at the end of each level. It's like basically like they're boss fights. And the mechanic is sort of interesting. You face off in like a showdown and you have to move with the left stick, you move your character left and right. And the goal is you got to keep the other guy in the middle of your screen. And with the right stick, you try to keep your gun hand as close to your gun as possible without touching it. Right?
Right.
And then there's some music playing, and then you'll hear a clock bell tower ring, and that means you can draw. And then a cursor moves up the screen, and then you pull the trigger when it gets to their body. But
which is funny because the cursor moves from bottom up, and you want to shoot obviously fast, so you shoot first, and you wind up killing everyone by shooting them in the nutsack.
That's pretty much true, and it's funny.
It is, and it's funny every time. Like, take that, bandito, right in the nutsack.
My nuts. Yeah, it's
and
was
then they
fun,
grab
and
their chest and fall down. Oh, whatever.
How are you at the shootouts? Are you find it difficult or?
Some it's take it. Like the first couple took me like three or four tries, but now I'm like usually like on the second try.
One of the great things about Call of Juarez Bound in Blood is that when you do die, it gets you right back into the game really fast. Like,
yeah.
The loading time is like nothing. So, I don't know. It's very easy to recommend the game. We also, Wombat and I tried the multiplayer yesterday, which was, we had some lag issues, but there's a lot of variety to there's a lot of game types that you can choose from, including some Wild West Legends mode, where you can, like, there's a tombstone and the shootout at the OK Corral and bank robberies and stuff. It's interesting. It's, you know, I don't know if it's not going to have, like, the staying power of a
It's not going to change the landscape of online multiplayer.
No, but it's not just something that they just threw in.
But I doubt they're going to patch it, so I don't know if it's worth it.
What they're going to sell? They're selling maps for it, so don't say that.
So hopefully they patch it.
So maybe they'll figure out the lag issues. But it's an easy game to recommend for any first person shooter fan. And there's not a lot of Western games out there, so it's good that this happens to be entertaining.
Yeah, I'm looking at our outline. The next two things on our list are not multi-platforming, so I'm going to skip down to the last one.
Okay.
I got Dynasty Warrior 6 in the mail.
Really?
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, you know, the guys at Koei, they're very nice, but they're also very enthusiastic, to the point where at one point they were sending me like 4 emails a day about Dynasty Warrior 6 Empires. And I said, I emailed and I'm like, thanks for all the emails. I'd love to try the game. I'm like, what the heck? You're going to send me 12 emails a week.
Right. Send me the game and send me no emails.
Exactly. So they did.
Oh, nice. And did you play it?
It's really funny. And I haven't owned a real Dynasty Warriors, like a full console version. Last one I had was the PSP version. Last one before that was Dynasty Warriors 3 proper. So I think there's been about 15 games since then.
Right.
And I'm not even making that up, which is scary. And that also was on the PlayStation 2. So this is my first next-gen, I guess, current-gen Dynasty Warriors console game. And it has a create a character.
Oh, yeah, I think they've had that for a while.
I think they have, but who knows? This is my first game with that. And it's kind of funny because you can make, like, I made a short, overweight white guy with glasses.
Oh, so you can really, I think before, like, the create a character, you couldn't really do much with it. I could be totally wrong, though. So you made you.
Yeah, I made me. I even gave him a Junos.
You can give him a Junos?
I was shocked also. But that's like, because the options are like eyes, nose, mouth. And I'm like, oh, wow, look at these noses. Hey, that's a Junos.
Right. Oh, that's cool.
So it's really funny to see this short, fat Jewish guy with a rapier who dances around because I gave him a very light weapon, fighting off hordes and hordes of Chinese people. He looks very
like
out of
bad service,
but the humor never goes away, and it happens to make the game a lot of fun. So, you know, if you haven't owned a Dynasty Warriors game in, you know, 8 years like me, this might be the Dynasty Warriors game for you.
Dynasty Warriors is that the people who tend to buy a game like that are the people who are buying the same game, buying it every year.
Yeah, it is the same game. You know, you go in, you kill 100 dudes. You can upgrade to new stuff, which is kind of fun. And, you know, it's a button masher. You hit the same button over and over and over and over and over again. But it's not...
Yeah, my wife used to watch me play that. She liked it.
For what it is, it's good, if that makes sense. And also, there's free downloadable content that came out for it this week. Some new outfits for your create a character. And,
a yarmulke?
Huh?
A yarmulke?
A yarmulke. I wish... And they're supposed to be, like, releasing, according to the press release I got today. Let's write another email from Koei. They're supposed to have, like, downloadable content coming out, like, every week this summer.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's all going to be free, but this week it's free. But they have.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Shall we move on to Microsoft?
We can move on to Microsoft.
All right. Why don't you... I didn't actually read this article, so... Did you?
Oh, they're going to start issuing out prizes finally for 1 versus 100.
It's still in beta, though, right?
It is still in beta. Have you played this at all?
I've never got into an actual match. I've gotten into, like, the, you know, whatever you call the, where it's not an actual game.
Oh, like the extended play?
Extended play, that's it.
You should play. I mean, it's Saturdays at 8 p.m., which would be your morning. And it runs till 10,
I know,
so you would probably be able to get in a good hour.
I had some technical difficulties when I did try to play. I actually did, like, set the reminder on the dashboard, and I made an effort to get into it. It just wouldn't let me download it.
Yeah, whatever. I'll
try again. Oh,
so that's supposed to start this weekend, so keep an eye out for that. I also played a little bit of Rocket Riot for the Xbox Live Arcade.
All right, I don't even know a thing about that.
Rocket Riot is an Xbox Live game. It's kind of, I guess it would be a dual stick shooter for all intents and purposes, where, you know, mm-hmm. you move the left stick to move around and the right stick to shoot your missiles.
Well, Xbox Live Arcade doesn't have any games like
that. I know, that's what you're thinking. But this game, it has a really cool art style. It's kind of cartoony. It's a little 8-bit throwback feel. But it's also set on this kind of, it's a little more 2.5D, where there's a little bit of depth to the levels.
Right.
And it just has a really quirky art style and a really good sense of humor. And the weapons are a lot of fun. The different bullets you could pick up. So it's a very fun game that's chock full of personality. And it's a little bit addicting, which is always a good thing for a $10 Xbox Live Arcade game. It's supposed to have a great online multiplayer, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet. Although I have mm-hmm. had a lot of requests from people saying, hey, we should play this online. And I would love to. So...
I would love to.
If you haven't played Rocket Riot, obviously there is a demo available on the Xbox Live Arcade. I highly recommend at least downloading the demo and giving it a shot. It's, you know, they're good guys who made this game, so check it out.
All right.
Yes. I also got Band of Bugs with the new Avatar support.
Okay, from NinjaBee.
From NinjaBee. Our friends at NinjaBee. NinjaBee is a great company, by the way. They've been listening to the show since the beginning. You know that, right?
I'm sorry for them.
I know. In fact, because they sent the code to Shipwreck, and when they emailed Shipwreck with a code for me, they put in their email unprompted, because we talked about the Avatar support last week. The day that show came out, they emailed Shipwreck and said, thank Wombat for talking about the Avatars in the game last week. Here's a code for them. So... For that, I'm going to give them another shout-out this week and saying, hey, Band of Bugs now has Avatar support. So,
I did play the demo. It seemed like a fine real-time strategy game.
Yeah, Shipwreck is...
Not real-time, turn-based strategy.
We'll probably have a review up for that game this week. So,
Shipwreck's been on fire with the reviews.
The big project he was working on at work is over, so he has free time.
He's been, he's getting like 3 reviews a week done, basically.
Yeah.
Which is good. I want to try to get him an Xbox 360 debug kit so he can get like preview code and stuff, a review code. But I don't know.
Well, good luck with that. Who are you contacting for that, by the way? Do you even have someone to contact?
Ron Workman.
Yeah. Good luck with that one.
I asked Ron. Ron has a lot of ties at Microsoft. I'm like, hey, Ron, Shipwreck's been doing a lot of reviews lately. Because Ron's asked me before if I want a debug kit. And I've said no. Like, it's just, I already have 2 360s. I don't need another one. And no one's going to send me preview code. And I don't know. I don't write reviews. I don't feel like I need it. So I say, hey, Ron, Shipwreck's been doing a lot of reviews for us lately. And I think it would be very helpful for him if he could get a debug kit. And I linked him to some of Shipwreck's reviews. So Ron's response was, he just started ripping on our review scale, saying, how can we have a very good ranking if we don't have good? And he said, and fair doesn't mean average. So that was the whole discussion, was about how our review scale is wrong. I never mentioned anything about if we could get a review kit, if you could hook that up. So I don't know. Do we have anything else for Microsoft? I mean, I want to say one thing actually about the Xbox 360.
We played 8 games on the 360 this week. I don't think we need to have any more about Microsoft.
Well, because I played so many games on the 360 recently, the dashboard, Xbox Vista, just keeps getting slower and slower for me. It's terrible. And I tried clearing the cache. I did all this shit. Nothing works. It's awful. I'm thinking about making a video and throwing it up on YouTube just to see, like, is it just me?
Well,
is it this bad?
Chris CJ from Player One did that.
CJ did it. Yeah, that's I would be doing it in the fashion of CJ from Player One podcast.
So you could just post his video. What you could do is just superimpose your head on top
of
his body.
Easier. Isn't it easier for me just to film my television set?
Yeah, maybe, but it wouldn't be nearly as funny.
I could just scribble Cheapy D over his gamertag. Mine might be slower than his. I did watch his. I can't remember how slow it was. I think I remember it being pretty damn slow. But mine is now like, it's to the point where, you know, when you load up a, there'll be like a little square in the dashboard and it'll say, you know, check this out, check that out. And you click on it and then it tells you what the feature downloads are. It takes like 30 seconds for something to appear there. Maybe more. It's really bad. So I don't know. Maybe I'll do that if I'm so inspired. I did make a video this week, and this will lead us right into Sony. I made a video of Ty playing Railfan, one of my favorite PS3 games. Yes, the Japanese train simulator. It's at youtube.com/GPD if you want to check it out. People seem to like it. Wombat didn't like it, but everyone else
seemed to like it. 8 minutes of a kid on a couch.
Or 6 minutes if you want to tell the truth.
Fine. 6 minutes of a kid on a couch.
It's not 6 minutes of a kid on a couch.
I don't even watch my own kid for 6 minutes. Why should I watch yours?
It's a few minutes of a kid on the couch playing Railfan and me talking about Railfan and showing you Railfan all in glorious high definition, as good as it can look filmed off of a TV set without using direct capture. Actually, it could have looked better, but it still looks pretty good, actually. No? Not good?
No, it's whatever. Live it up.
Everyone who commented on it liked it. And, you know, YouTube commenters can be...
people don't say negative things about you ever.
Are you kidding? On YouTube, they do. You know, you get a lot of nasty people. I get people saying things that I wouldn't even repeat here. Speaking of things that we probably shouldn't repeat here, let's do our review of Punisher No Mercy. Mercy, please. Yeah, so... Punisher No Mercy is a first-person shooter, a downloadable game on the PlayStation Network. It's a PlayStation Network exclusive, I think.
It is.
And Shipwreck got a review code for it, and he actually has a review up on the front page of CAG, if you want to check that out. But I played some of the co-op story mode with Shipwreck. But don't let the name story mode fool you. All it is just... bot matches with a little comic book comic book panels before it, and all you do, and then the actual goal is like kill 150 guys or something ridiculous like that. The whole time I was playing, I just kept saying to Shipwreck, "I think I got it. Can we stop playing now?" There's so many first person shooters out there that even, you know, for $10, even though $10 isn't a lot of money, it's still your time. And are you going to waste your time playing a mediocre first-person shooter? I mean, you know, Shipwreck and I were discussing it, and Shipwreck said, you know, if this game came out, you know, maybe 7 years ago, people would say, oh, it's not that bad. But I don't see why you would waste your time with this game. It's you know, it's just a lot of swearing, and the swearing isn't even entertaining. It's bad swearing, bad voice acting. You know, it's the Unreal Engine, right?
Yeah.
So it's like Unreal Tournament, where it's got like the announcer saying stuff all the time, and everybody's saying stuff all the time. It's just really annoying.
The new one for $14.
Yeah, just do that. I don't want to talk about it anymore, because just take our word for it. There's no demo for it, so you can't try, but I can't imagine that you're going to buy this for $10 and be like, well, damn, this is good. It's not going to happen. Let's see. Let's do a little bit of Sony news, Wombat, because there's some interesting stuff going on. I have to pull it up, though, first. So Sony now claims that they're not playing catch-up with Xbox Live anymore. And let me get this guy's quote. So this is from Eric Stempel. I think he's in charge of the PlayStation Network. He says, at this stage of the game, when I really look at PSN and the entire offering, I think we're in a great place. I don't think there's a lot of catch-up with Xbox Live anymore. In some cases, I think we've got more. And we've got some other things they don't have. What are those things that they don't have besides the fact that it's free?
Home,
yeah, but, you know, is anybody looking for that?
No,
they're not. I mean, I don't think Sony can say they've caught up with Xbox Live until they have those game invites. Cross-game invites is pretty important.
Cross-game invites and some sort of mandatory headset that they can just mail to everyone.
You think they're going to do that?
No.
That would be funny. Right. We're not doing a price drop, but what we're going to do is we're going to take a headset and we're going to mail them to everybody who's bought a PlayStation 3.
Exactly. Just email us with your serial number and we'll mail you a headset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a great deal. I mean, it's, you know, PlayStation, for the fact that it's free is great and all. And PlayStation Network does have some cool games. Flower, all the Pixel Junk games, Flower, you know, great games on there. But Xbox Live Arcade has a lot more games. They have great games, too. You pay for Xbox Live, but, you know, they say, oh, it's $50 a year. I mean, did anybody who's listening to the show actually pay $50 for their Xbox Live subscription? I mean, I think I paid $30.
I think I did.
Yeah. You paid full price?
I think so.
Well, you're a jerk off.
I'm kind of lazy that way, though. It's like,
right, okay, but even still,
screen.
$50 over a year is not a lot.
It's not terrible.
Of money.
But yes, I mean, what Sony does have going for it is the fact that there are very few great games on the Xbox Live Arcade that are not available on Sony, and Sony has some very, very good exclusives.
Okay. I mean, but, you know. Microsoft has some good stuff on there too, but I see where you come from. I think they do have a little more work to do, and I don't know. I would not mind paying a yearly fee for PlayStation Network if I felt like I was getting something for my money. The thing with Xbox Live is that when I compare it to the PlayStation Network, I feel like I'm getting something for my money. When I compare it to the Wii, whatever the hell the Wii thing is called, the Wii Fi, or I don't even know what the hell they call it, I feel like I'm getting something for my money. So I don't mind paying for it. That's me. Yes, I'm CBD. I don't mind paying for Xbox Live. Sue me.
I will.
On what grounds?
You will be hearing from my lawyer.
Okay. This is another fun quote. This is from Howard Stringer. He's the CEO of Sony. Now, you remember the Activision CEO basically said they may want to consider if they continue supporting the PS3 and PSP.
Was it Bobby Kotick?
Bobby Kotick. So Howard Stringer of Sony, the CEO, responded to all this talk of people talking about price cuts for the PS3, saying, I would lose money on every PlayStation I make. How's that for logic? And then talking about Kotick, he says, he likes to make a lot of noise. He's putting pressure on me, and I'm putting pressure on him. That's the nature of business. How is Stringer putting pressure on him by having an expensive console that's not selling a lot of copies of games?
I guess so. I don't know.
Actually, it's not even true. I mean, they sell a lot of copies of games. Some games, certainly.
Sure.
Not as much as the 360.
Not as much as the Wii.
We all like making a lot of noise. You know what? They should get dressed up in those inflatable sumo suits and battle it out on pay-per-view.
Didn't you say that last time we talked about
this? I never said that. No, I never said that before. Ever.
Someone said that.
You just had a déjà vu.
Maybe.
What they should do is they should get up in those sumo suits.
Which
they
do.
And then they should have a pay-per-view. And then they could take all the money from the pay-per-view and put that towards having a PS3 price drop.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
No, it's not. There's going to be plenty of stupider things coming up.
That's true.
You know that Sony, there's a rumor going around that Sony is going to start making a gaming phone.
That's fantastic.
The amazing thing is that they haven't already started making a gaming phone.
No. Well, they wanted to make a phone, a PlayStation branded phone, but the PlayStation division wouldn't let the Ericsson division do it.
Because it was going to be shitty.
Yes.
Gonna be little knobbies. They need little knobbies on that thing. I don't know. I mean, I would be interested in a. I can't imagine that it's gonna be as good as an iPhone, though. That's the problem. I mean, I'd be interested if I thought it would be like really good, but how are they gonna compete with the iPhone? They're never gonna get like something together like the iPhone App Store with, you know, all those games and stuff. And they're not gonna price the games properly. It's not gonna work. Don't even waste your time. You'll get the Sony fanboys to buy it. And that'll be
even that might
much.
Be iffy because it's a different medium really with the phone.
Yeah, true. And people have other commitments and stuff with their phones.
It's a world of contracts with phones in this country.
Yes. So this I thought this was interesting. This analyst, and I can't find his name here. Oh, Doug Kreutz. Says, basically thinks that Sony's motion control is better than Xbox 360's motion control. He says that Sony's motion controls are superior from a gaming perspective. Natal appeared to me to be a technological solution in search of a problem. Do I really care if I can navigate my Netflix queue without using a controller? I had a very hard time envisioning playing Modern Warfare 3 using Natal. By contrast, I had a very easy time envisioning it and enjoying it using Sony's control motion control capture scheme. I agree with him and disagree with him. With several of his things here. I agree. Say, look, I don't really care if I can navigate my Netflix queue without using a controller. It's pretty easy to use a controller to navigate a menu. That's why we've been using these things for a long time. Waving my arms around in the air is a lot of work. You know? That's why I don't wash windows. If I could use a controller to wash windows, I'd have clean windows. Do you know what I'm saying?
That was pretty deep.
That is deep. Can you envision yourself, Wombat, playing Modern Warfare 3 using either of these things?
No.
Right. That's my point.
It goes back to the, you know, everyone likes to talk about controlling the gun, but what about controlling the guy? The moving of the person that I think gets lost in the sauce with these peripherals that we're looking at.
Lost in the sauce, eh?
Lost in the sauce, yes. Yeah, I mean, it's yes, I understand that I could use the motion controller to hold my gun and pull the trigger, but how do I move from left to right?
Right.
Fluidly. And that it seems to be something that people are forgetting. It's the mouse and keyboard argument I made last week, where yes, I can understand why using a mouse is better than using an analog stick, but I don't understand how using a keyboard is better than using an analog stick.
Yeah, I mean, and this will bring us right into Nintendo, Wombat, and I'll read you this comment from XXX, because last week we talked about Wii controls versus regular controls, and we were talking about it with, when talking about the conduit. XXX says, hate to tell you this, guys, but when the 360 and PS3, or the next versions of them, get pointing functionality in their controllers, you guys in the gaming press will be slobbering all over yourselves. It really is a better shooting experience than an analog stick unless you are the type that enjoys a horse and buggy over an automobile for your daily transportation needs or likes washing your clothes on a washboard along the riverbank instead of using one of those fancy schmancy electric washing machines.
And again, my argument to you is if it's so great, then why are there only two goddamn games on the console that do it?
On the Wii.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried it. I don't think it's better. I think it's more work. I think holding your, holding your arm out or even resting it on your leg or a book or something. I don't know. I'd much rather just use the sticks. And you know what? I would love to be wrong. I would love for, Microsoft or Sony to come out with their motion control and have real games that use it and it works better using the motion control than a standard controller. I would love that. I would love to be wrong.
Unfortunately, I would probably have to give up gaming altogether if that's what happened. Because as a left-handed person, I would go crazy.
But they would take that. But, with the Microsoft one, you don't even need to hold anything.
Yes, with the Microsoft one, I don't need to hold anything, so that might be better. But
it's just it just seems hard to me for me because, and one of the CAGs mentioned this in the thread, and I don't think I wrote his name down here and I didn't put it on the outline, but he said, look, the reason why these standard controllers work better in a lot of these games is that they have a lot of buttons on them. And if you're, Natal is not going to have any buttons. How are you going to switch weapons? I mean, how are you going to throw grenades?
I have no interest in playing any game that I play now without any type of controller, Wii or otherwise.
Right. It just seems impossible.
I don't want Natal. I just don't want it.
What if you can use Natal and, you're using a regular controller, but Natal tracks, I don't know, how could it? What could it do for you? Tracks your head movement, so when you get a headbutt,
it's cool
reloads.
For accessing your menus and pulling up your Netflix queue. But other than that, I don't want...
It's not even going to be good for that, though.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It'll be good if you're high at a party and you want to show your friend something. Maybe. I don't know. I'm very skeptical, but I would like to be wrong. I'd like to be proven. I'd like to see some real games using this stuff, games that I'd be interested in playing. Let's see what else we got. Oh, this is sort of interesting. We talked last week about the Wii HD because Pachter had like a million things to say last week. And we also talked about Nintendo's success, and SDP had this to say. said, Cheapy, you always end up mentioning on most shows how Nintendo sells like crazy because of the brand recognition. That's really not true. Nintendo's name didn't help them at all during the GameCube era, and it would have been this generation, too, if they hadn't created the Wii. You give too much credit to the Nintendo name and not enough to the Wii brand. Well, it's really the same thing. I mean, the Nintendo name ties in perfectly with the Wii brand because the Wii is all about, you know, hey, this is a system for casual, you know, for your mom and dad, people who, you know, like to play those puzzle games in their web browser. And people know Nintendo as like a family-friendly thing. So they work hand in hand with each other. It's not, you know, the reason why the GameCube didn't sell is because Nintendo was trying to play big, you know, big ball with the with Sony and Microsoft, and they just weren't up for the challenge. And they're trying
That's kind of half true. I mean, I was a big GameCube fanboy when that was okay. And I think one of the reasons, I mean, the GameCube was difficult for third-party developers because of the different type of disc was part of it. And the other reason being is that the controller had one less button than the other two consoles than it was competing against, which meant when they were programming for the Wii, they had to reconfigure, well, what do we do with this button that's not there?
Well, I thought it was more because they wanted all the same games that the other systems have. It was the least powerful, right, of the three.
I don't think the power difference was significant enough to warrant not porting it over. The fact that there was only three shoulder buttons when every other console had four was probably a bigger impediment. Because there were certain games where you could do things like switch your weapons or throw your grenade, where on the GameCube version, you just couldn't do it.
Right. Well,
it also it also had that weird second analog stick. It just had a lot of things that were, if it had two analog sticks that were like the left analog stick, and if it had that second shoulder button, I honestly think the GameCube story would have been very different.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, let's get back to the Wii for a second.
And that is why on their next console, Nintendo focused so much on the controller.
By having even less buttons.
Hmm. By making it more flexible.
Well, they just decided, like, we're not going to compete with Sony and Nintendo and Microsoft anymore. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to go after all those people that would never buy a PlayStation 3 or never buy an Xbox 360, because there's more of those people than not.
Yes. Well, and those people. They're still going. I think they're still going after the Sony Xbox audience, but I think they're going for that plus another side of it. Because I think the Sony Xbox audience still may want to play casual games on the Wii.
Sure. But you go after the other people because they're harder to get. And the hardcore gamers, you know, they buy anything anyway.
Exactly.
Everything. So Pachter last week, you know, was talking about this Wii Plus. He's been talking about the Wii Plus HD console that's supposed to come out in like a year or two. He's been talking about this for a while. And you know, he thinks, Pachter said, we would expect publishers to support such a move, the Wii Plus HD, given that the cost of porting an Xbox 360 game to the new Wii Plus HD format would likely be lower than the cost of building a ground-up Wii game. We estimate under $5 million. I mean, from everything that Pachter has said about an HD Wii, I thought it would just be a Wii that supports HD resolutions. Now he's talking about a game that can handle an Xbox, a system that can handle an Xbox 360 and PS3 game? Spidey Norman says, Wii HD, he says, come on, Pachter, if he's talking about a new Wii with more horsepower, that's fine. But if he's just saying similar polygon counts, but HD and a bit sharper, that'll make no difference in porting a game from the 360. What a goofy thing to say. I agree with Spidey Norman. I don't know what he's talking about. And doesn't this sort of go against everything that Nintendo has accomplished so far with the Wii? I mean, the whole success of the Wii is based on the fact that who cares about HD? Who cares about, you know, having Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 on our machine? And we're going to have, you know, EA Sports Active and Wii Sports and, you know,
whatever,
sewing simulators or whatever. You know, we're going to do that. I mean, it seems to go against everything that Nintendo has made Nintendo successful this time around. I don't know why they would focus on a Wii Plus HD.
Well, I don't think they are. I think they're going to stay the course.
You think people, the people who aren't buying, you know, like the few soccer moms that haven't bought a, you know, a Wii yet, they're not buying it because they know it's not HD?
No, I think it's just I think every year there's a new round of children that get to the age where they ask their parents for a Wii.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
those
not,
parents
not,
then hit
the
with... age where they go, you know what, this could be fun for me too.
Right, but it's nothing to do with the fact that Wii doesn't have HD. I mean, the people who are buying it don't care. Even the hardcore people don't care because they're just going to have whatever Nintendo may puts out. You know, nobody's holding up on their purchase, I think, because it's not HD. I think, if anything, Nintendo would rather have a cheaper system and say, screw HD, we still don't need HD. Just drop the price on this and, you know, offer it in pink or something.
Yeah, it's something that's made out of wood.
No. It has to be plastic. Bucks. Has to be plastic. Has to be white plastic.
Runs on a Tesla coil and electromagnets.
See, and then Pachter made this statement, which sort of goes against what he's, you know, his whole point is. He says, a Wii HD would really position Nintendo well, which is why I'm absolutely convinced there is a Wii HD coming. Then he goes on to say that the Wii has a toy for my mom image. Yeah, it does, and that's why they're selling so many. And your mom doesn't care about HD.
I don't want to know what kind of toys his mom is playing with.
I don't know. Some high-tech shit.
Or long, skinny plastic things.
Hey, don't talk about Pachter's mom like that.
He's the one who said it, not me.
He's talking about his mom? Oh, toys for his mom. Right, he was, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so I think that wraps it up for Nintendo. Have you been playing anything on Nintendo? I thought about, you tell me, Wombat, what I should do here. Wii Sports Resort is out in Japan now.
Okay, with the Wii Motion Plus.
With the Wii Motion Plus, and it's cheaper here than it is in the States. It's 4,000 yen, which is, well, actually, that was $40 like a week ago, but now I'm not so sure. I mean, the dollar just keeps getting weaker and weaker. I just turned on the TV today, and it looks like it's gone down more. So maybe it's even closer to 50 at this point. I mean, do I buy it just so I can talk about it on the show, or I just say no?
Do you think you'd enjoy it?
I don't know. I heard I had lunch with Mark McDonald the other week, and he has it, and he said it was surprisingly good.
I'm interested in playing it. I think you should too. After all the talking out of our asses we just did about Nintendo, maybe.
All right, maybe I'll buy it just
because
we can talk about it next week.
We claimed a lot of things as fact just there that may not have been.
So. What that
a
Michael
lot
Parker's
of
mom
things.
Has. Sex toys?
I'm sure there's a whole bunch of people that typed up stuff as we were saying that. And the Wii Wombat and the GameCube controller and you don't know the Bill Cosby.
All right. Let's move on to a very brief iPhone discussion while I'm at.
Every comment should end in Bill Cosby in all caps with an exclamation point this week.
Okay. My iPhone, ever since they've made this 3.0 upgrade, my iPhone has been slower, and the battery life has been way worse.
I haven't downloaded 3.0 yet, so I don't know.
It's just I have this theory that they made everything slower to try to like trick you into buying the new 3GS. But that's just a conspiracy theory. That's probably pretty silly. Mm-hmm. But definitely, my battery life is much shorter, and maybe that's because I use BeeJive with the push notifications. Maybe that's just crushing my battery life, but I don't know. I'm thinking, all right, it's going to cost to buy a 3GS for me. It's going to cost about $400.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Now, does your wife have an iPhone?
She has an iPhone.
Wow, that's too bad. I was going to say, because you could give her yours and change the number, and then you can get one, and you could probably justify it. But to get it just because, I'm going to say no.
Here's the pros. I'll give you the cons, you know, it's $400. And it's going to be annoying to have to go to SoftBank and get this whole thing done because everything's a freaking hassle. And my wife has to do it.
You already have an iPhone.
And I already have an iPhone. And my wife has to handle the whole thing because it's very difficult and she won't like it. The pros, though, is that the camera is much better. And I do like to post a lot of pictures on Twitter and stuff. And you can take video with it. And I do like to make videos for YouTube. So Those are two pretty, and the thing's much faster.
I say get a flip camera for $150.
No, I don't need a flip camera. See, the thing with the iPhone is that you shoot the video and you upload it right to YouTube from the iPhone. You bam, bam, you're done. I already have an HD, easy to use camera. If I need I don't need a flip phone or whatever the hell it's called, flip whatever. So those are two big selling points for me. But I don't know if it's worth $400.
It's not.
But I am an internet space pimp, so I just buy everything. Maybe.
Yeah, no, you can't. And I'm going to say
can't.
No, you can't.
I can't, Wombat says. Well, let's see what our audience says. Write your comments in the show thread. Should I buy it or should I not buy it?
Bill Cosby.
Should we move on to Wombat's news and stuff? You don't like that name?
I do. Not the Wombat Womb?
Oh, that's all right.
Nah, it's okay.
The Wombat Weport?
Yes.
We don't like that?
Eh. The Worldwide Wombat?
Should we mention that Google is launching their own operating system?
Next week, right? Is it next week?
It's No. It's coming out next year. But they're going to it's like an open source operating system aimed at netbooks. You know, those lightweight laptops. That would be cool. That should be good. Because
yeah, we like Google.
I would be interested in seeing what they can do with that. Microsoft just, shit their pants, I guess.
A little bit. They're supposed to have a big announcement on Monday, so we'll see what that is.
Microsoft is?
Yep.
I think the announcement is that they've just shit their pants.
Shit our pants. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Yeah. Okay, Wombat, take it away for whatever your segment is called.
Did you listen to me on the Joystick Podcast?
I did. I listened to the entire show.
For those who don't know, I was on the Joystick Podcast over the weekend on the 4th of July. This is how it went down, because a couple of people asked me. I walked into my house after running errands. It was about, I'd say, 11:30 on Saturday morning. I just put the baby down for a nap, sat down, opened up my computer. It was Justin McElroy going, "Hey, we're doing a show in 5 minutes. You want to be on it?" So I looked, and since Sabrina was sleeping, I was like, yeah, sure, why not? There was no outline. It was crazy.
It wasn't bad. Justin. Justin was funny, and you were funny. You had some pretty good lines in there.
Yeah, better than this show.
Right. How come you're putting all your effort into that?
I guess I'm funnier when there's no outline. All I get when there is an outline is, because for those who can't read it, I do every other paragraph, I write down, say Bill Cosby joke here. So.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. Some people, I read the thread on CAG, some people liked it and some people didn't. Some people don't like the Joystick Podcast.
But that's not my fault.
Some people don't like the CAGcast. A lot more people probably don't like the CAGcast than...
They don't like the Joycast, right. Whatever they call
right.
it.
Right. Yes. All right, Wombat, what else you got?
Did you read about this guy, David Myers, professor from Loyola University?
I read a little about it.
He's a college professor that learned that if he plays City of Heroes and is an asshole, people don't like him.
That's some experiment.
Yeah. Now, he did stay within the game's rules, but he just went around trying to kill other players. But if, you know, some people will play and don't want to fight and will be like, hey, I'm just not in the mood to fight right now. Sorry about that. And then he would just kill them anyway.
Right. I'm reading this little paragraph on Joystick. He says, while initially he was gently warned against rampant player killing, warnings soon blossomed into threats, with Myers sent messages like, I hope your mother gets cancer. It says, the abuse eventually became so intense he was accused of being a pedophile and of being a racist. The people were directly threatening Myers and his family, leading him to report them to publishers at NCSoft. That's pretty funny that the guy, you know, he's basically griefing and to do an experiment, and now he's reporting other players.
I've been playing your game and kind of being a douchebag, and people are being mean to me.
Doesn't it sound like this guy just basically wanted to, get a grant to play some MMORPG?
And be a dick.
And be a dick, and he found a way to do it.
I'm assuming he was beaten up a lot in high school.
Let me look at his picture. He looks like he could be a happening guy.
I think he was beaten up a lot in high school.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, it's overcompensation.
What else you got?
There's going to be an update for the Fight Night Round 4. Now, I know you have this game.
Right.
And they're going to add some button controls to it, so you can actually punch using the buttons. Now, is this an admittance of failure on EA's part by saying, you know what, maybe we should have had people given them the option of what control scheme they want to do as opposed to forcing them to use the one that we think they should use?
The weird thing is that last year you had the option.
And then they took it away.
So they went out of their way to remove it. Although I heard, well, maybe I'm not allowed to talk about it. Well, maybe I can. I don't know. Well, I heard this rumor.
I thought you were an internet space pimp and could do whatever you want. So go for it there.
Yeah, I don't want to get... Okay, well, what? I don't know. I mean, I heard this rumor that, you know, the reason why it took so long for Fight Night Round 4 to come out, and the reason why actually, you know, I just said that they went out of their way to take out the other control scheme, that may not be true. Because I heard a rumor that the reason why it's been so long for a new Fight Night game was that the source code for Fight Night Round 3 somehow disappeared, and they had to start over.
That's very funny and could very well be true.
That the company that developed the game, you know, was closed down, and then somehow EA wasn't able to procure that source code for the game.
Nice. Good work.
Nice. Thank you. All right. What else you got?
Now, did you read this in the PlayStation blog? This thing
Why
here?
Why don't you tell me?
I will be thing. Happy to. Now, there's this company, and it's Sony, and one of the things they do is they make these video games.
Yes, I've heard of this company, Sony. Yes.
And one of the games they have coming out is Ratchet & Clank, A Crack in Time, which is made by the folks at Insomniac. And as you are well aware, I am a big fan of Insomniac, as well as being a big, big fan of Ratchet & Clank. Huge Ratchet & Clank fan. So when they put up a post talking about what you get for pre-ordering the game, I was excited until I read what they were doing. Now, depending upon what store you pre-order, you can get one of four pre-order bonuses.
All right.
Now, initially, my first reaction was, well, wait a minute. So if I pre-order one place, I can't get the other three things, so then there's three things I'm not going to have.
Right.
And then I read, and it turns out, no, that's not the case, because some of these things you can unlock throughout the game. And it just turned into this whole big debacle where if you go to the PlayStation blog, there's six pages of comments, 255 comments of people basically all saying the same initial reaction that I had, to the point where Insomniac actually had to step in and make, you know, had to react to the comments and make comments of their own saying, no, everything that we have as a pre-order bonus you'll be able to get at some point throughout the game. This just gives you access to it earlier. And it's like, well, will everything be? What about, you know, there are certain things that are skins. And then I said, oh, no, we'll release those as downloadable content. And, well, so you're going to charge us for these or not? And they're like, oh, it'll... Now they're saying... Then they said, oh, it'll probably be free. So then it leads to the whole point, then what's the point of pre-ordering at all if you're going to be able to get anything anyway and for free? Which brings me
to my whole point.
It's stupid. Yeah, not because of what the bonuses are, but that it was so convoluted that it wasn't worth doing in the first place. Why confuse your fan base and confuse your audience, the people that are looking to get the game early, by offering four different pre-order packages?
And then expect you to get excited about it.
Exactly. Like, you know, and I know that they had the best of intentions, thinking that we would get excited. You know, they had a meeting where, like, and we'll, if they pre-order here, they get this. And if they pre-order here, we'll give them this. It's going to be awesome, and everyone's going to love it. And then they posted it, and every single comment, and this is on the blog for the game, and it's usually people that love this game, including myself, are like, what did we do to deserve this?
Right. Why are you trying to make things difficult for us?
Yeah, just give us the game, and if you're going to have a pre-order bonus, keep it uniform. The Insomniac Moon looks like a cool one. Just give us that for every store.
They're not the only company to do this. I remember somebody telling me, this is like months ago, and I can't remember what the game was, but it was some other game that did this. Depending on what store you ordered it from, you got some different bonus. And my friend said to me, he said, you know, when the companies do something like this, you know, they're going to make me regret buying the game at one store and not another. Because I can't, and this was something where you couldn't actually
Well, Infamous had
right. It wasn't Infamous. It was some. It was some other. It was like a while ago.
But Infamous did the same thing.
Yeah, with the claws, the
blade
power
hands.
Claws or whatever. So my friend says, you know, when they do this and they make me choose, I have to choose a retailer, and no matter what retailer I choose, I'm missing content from the game. It makes me just want to pirate the game. Because I feel like even if I buy the game at full price, I'm not getting the game. I'm missing stuff. You're making it difficult for me. Don't make me choose. Don't make it difficult for me. Just give me the freaking game and give me all the shit, you know, or I'm just going to take it for free, or I'm going to rent it and you're not going to get any money.
Or you can buy it
used. Stupid. They think these marketing people, they think they're so clever. They come up with these promotions but they don't think about it. They don't think about, look, you're pitching this to people who love your products, and then you're telling them, hey, I know you love our products, but guess what? You're not going to be able to get it unless you buy it at four different stores.
Yeah, I'm sure that if there is even a percentage of people buying, you know, of people that are buying Ratchet and Clank, I doubt that many of them are first-time players of the franchise.
Right.
You're not drawing in new players to pre-order. Pre-orders are right. For fans. They're for people that are familiar with the product. They're people
they're for
who
people
want
who read
it
the
on
PlayStation
day
blog.
One. And those people are people you want to draw, and you want them to pre-order, and you want them to love it, because chances are those people, and I know it sounds crazy, probably have friends. And here's where it gets even crazier. Their friends may not be fans of Ratchet and Clank. And then you have those pre-order people that you sucked in that bought the game that are already playing it, and they go to their friend and say, I'm really loving this new Ratchet & Clank. You should go out and buy it. And that's the incentive of the pre-order, and that's what's important about keeping it. You want to keep your audience alive, and you want to keep your audience active so they could tell new people. And that's the only way your franchise is going to grow. So when you confuse that core audience of your game with multiple pre-order bonuses depending upon where you go, and the blog post doesn't even tell you what store offers what.
It's awful.
It's awful.
Why even put the post
up? It's not worth letting people know.
Right. And yeah. And it's still not, they didn't even clarify in the first post that, like you said, that everything is actually available in the game, that you just get it earlier. You'd have to dig through the six pages of posts to find, you know, the Sony people or the Insomniac people replying to know that.
It's one of the most mishandled, I guess, major press releases I've ever seen done by a video game company. And it's not because it's bad stuff or a bad idea. It was just handled wrong in every sense of the word.
Yep, yep, yep.
But, you know, speaking of handled wrong, after this you want to play some Bone Town?
Yeah, this is a new game that's out for the PC. It's a porn game. It's the world's supposedly first action adventure porn game. Like full on porn game. And it features Ron Jeremy.
I know, but you know, without Tracy Jordan, it's not worth it.
Right. Yeah. They took that episode of 30 Rock and just made, you know, they actually made the game.
But
I read a review of it, and the review said the game was pretty bad, actually.
Now, you know what I think would work?
What's that?
An adult-themed pornographic MMO.
Yeah, like a hardcore Second Life?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'd call it Second Base.
Second Base? I'd be into Second Base isn't very hardcore, though.
I know, but it was a Second Life joke.
Right.
Yeah, I was trying to...
Second input or something.
Second input. That works.
I don't know. I would almost get Bone Town just to have fun with it, but it's PC.
You don't even have a PC.
I'm thinking about buying a PC once Windows 7 comes out. I'm thinking about having my friend Camp and Kev build me a PC, and then I'll have a PC.
That's kind of how it would work.
Yeah, that's how it works. shall we? Do you want to show me your tweets?
I will show you your tweets. I also want to give a quick shout out to the to Anthony Birch's Mad Dog McCree review on Destructoid/YouTube. It's hysterical. Go watch it.
Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, no spoiler, but you should watch it. It was a very entertaining and original idea.
Yes. So We applaud our good and original funny ideas because we don't have any.
All right. So what do you got here? You want to read any of these or what?
Let's see. Sunflower 4000 wants to know if we could get any tattoo that would vanish in 10 years. What would we get?
Wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody should invent that.
I think so, too. But what would you get?
Do you know what? I would not get a tattoo.
Even if it wasn't permanent, like it would only last, like he says, 10 years.
Living in Japan, I would not get a tattoo because it prohibits you from going to onsens, which is like the hot springs places. They will not let you in if you have a tattoo, even if you're a woman. And I'm not a woman, but I'm just saying.
Why? Because you're considered unclean?
Because the Yakuza, they're heavily tattooed, and I think they just make that rule, no tattoos, to keep out the Yakuza. And, you know, you get hit with the shrapnel, basically.
All right, then. So you wouldn't.
But I don't know. What about you?
I would probably get a tattoo of my wiener that says inflate to 10 pounds.
How does that work?
It would look like a nozzle for a.
This is gross. Even I'm disgusted. Yeah. I don't know. Now I'm thinking about a tattoo. I've never really had much interest in getting a tattoo. I don't know why.
Yeah, me neither.
I never saw a tattoo and said, wow, I wish I had that.
No. You know what I hate?
Tattoos?
People that have tattoos in a language that they clearly cannot speak.
Yeah, there's a lot of those Chinese character tattoos.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you know what it says?
You don't. And the thing is, a lot of them fuck with you, and they put on, like, you know, I'm a stupid white person, and you don't even know it says that.
No, and you just assume it says, you know.
Star.
Star. Yes, or serenity.
Right, but it says dummy.
It's a douchebag.
I've heard, you know, you see every once in a while some news story pops up like that.
Well, there's, what's her name? Hayden Panettiere has a tattoo on her back that's spelled wrong.
It's Chinese?
It's not Chinese, it's Italian.
Oh, that's even worse.
And it has one more eye in the word than it's supposed to have. It has like three eyes, and it's only supposed to have two eyes.
That is hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
That's the cheerleader from Heroes, right?
Yes, that is the cheerleader. Who's going to be a lesbian next season?
Yeah, I won't be watching.
Yeah, me neither. You, like, really?
That's like a good. That's a good idea to try to get people to watch, but
it's also that is the shark jumping thing if I've ever heard.
Moment.
It.
Oh, it jumped the shark a while ago.
It did. It jumped the shark on episode 2, but still.
Yes. Mm. All right. What else you got in the tweet area?
Sure. DJ Steele wants to know what two games we will be buying this fall.
Oh. This fall? Well, definitely Modern Warfare 2. No question about that. I don't know. What about you? I now have to look up a list or something.
Batman or Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
Oh, I'm just going to look up my CAG wish list. How about that? That would be much easier.
I also might throw in the Splinter Cell.
Oh, I should put that on there. But I have Batman on my list, I know that, and I have Bioshock. Is Bioshock this year or no? Beatles Rock Band I have. Well, that's the summer. That's coming out this summer. September.
It's September 9th. I mean, that's...
September's the summer.
Yeah, I guess.
It comes out on my birthday.
Crappy day.
Batman, though, definitely. And Modern Warfare. Oh, I don't have Modern Warfare on my wish list.
See, the first game you said isn't even on your list.
But I'm putting it on right now. Modern Warfare 2. Bam. Add to wish list. Done.
And these other two questions we've pretty much answered already, so we'll skip them.
Okay. What else we got? Are we going right into the CAG
bag
here?
We're going right into the bag, CAG, my friend.
Speaking of Splinter Cell, what's it called? Splinter Cell what?
Double Agent or something?
No. The new Splinter Cell. Double Agent was the old one.
Oh.
Conviction or something?
Conviction, yes.
Heavyset says, hey, fellas, is it just me or is everyone way too excited about how the mission objectives are posted on walls within the environment in the new Splinter Cell? I personally find it distracting and unrealistic. Sometimes when I go out to bars, I have to pull out a piece of paper reminding me that I'm there to try to get laid. Nobody writes that shit on the walls to remind an old bastard like me.
But that would be so awesome. If I was ever in
that
a bar and it was projected on the wall, hey, Heavyset, don't forget to get laid, I would be completely cool with that.
Right, or like it would say, like, you know, loose chick over here.
Yes.
This girl is drunk, and there'd be like an arrow pointing to her.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Right. Or you were like, you walk into the bathroom, and there'd be like a sign over the toilet saying, you know, there's three floating logs in here. That'd be useful.
If the log grows over, we'll all be dead.
Right. I like it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the game looks cool. The game doesn't look like a Splinter Cell game anymore, but, you know, I like third-person action games.
See, but I think it does. I think it's just a proper evolution of the series.
All right. I mean, so I really like the last one. I don't think there's anything wrong with the last one.
I'm also looking forward to Assassin's Creed 2. I should bring that up.
Okay. Toe Thumbs says, hey, guys, this is a hypothetical question for Wombat. All right, Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that one day you go to the doctor because your groin hurts. After some tests, the doctor tells you that because you spend too much time reading comic books and playing video games, your genitals are falling off. You have to quit one of your hobbies. Which one would you give up? First question I would want to know is, what are you doing with the comic books and the video games that would make your genitals fall off?
Well, you see, I control the analog sticks with my testicles.
That could be painful. Like, I could see some pinching going on.
It's not so bad. You get used to it. I find that my control is more precise.
Nice. With your ball sack on them.
Yes, and I thumb the pages in comic books with my wang.
That's the next evolution of motion control. Is
wang,
ball sack control.
Wang control. With the jello pudding pop. Bill Cosby! And
Bill Cosby's wang control?
Bill Cosby's wang? This is Bill Cosby for the wang control.
Right.
Yeah.
All
right. Can't you see it now?
I see something. I don't know what it is I'm seeing.
I would probably give up comic books before video games, I think.
You would?
Yeah.
It's a good choice.
Yeah, thanks.
Comic books are stupid.
Time bullets.
Let's see. What else do you want to do? Oh, the Toilet Duck says, hey, Cheapy and Wombat, I'm headed to New York City for a holiday at the end of August, and I was wondering if you could recommend a gaming-related attraction to see. I would say, I mean, there's not that many left in New York City. I mean, is Multimedia 1.0 still around?
I mean,
Defender's
so.
Old
I
store.
Know.
I think somebody bought it, and I think it might have moved somewhere. Try to find Multimedia 1.0 if you can. If you want to see an arcade, there's one in Chinatown called the Chinatown Fair. That's where all the Asian kids go to play DDR, I'm assuming, still. It's a shithole, but and it's going to be gross.
There is
the
Nintendo store, which is right by 30 Rock. So.
Okay.
So that's
anything
fun.
Anything else? I recommend, for non-gaming related, I recommend checking out the Intrepid. I think they just renovated it, too. That's it's an aircraft carrier
The Intrepid
on the,
is open again. The Intrepid is awesome.
Yeah, it's on the Hudson River, and it's a floating museum, but it's an aircraft carrier. And they have, like, old submarines you can go into. It's pretty cool. Check that out.
If you're going with a lady friend, I recommend going to the Cloisters.
That's not in New York City, though. You gotta, like, drive out there.
You can take the subway.
Okay. Let's see. Frisky Tanuki says, with the Xbox Originals program being shut down and merged into the Games on Demand program that will house full Xbox 360 games later this summer, I wanted to ask you guys what you thought were the biggest reasons for the failures of the Xbox Originals. Was it the high prices, the file size, the questionable lineup with the games like Grab by the Ghoulies, Raises Hell, or any combination of all these factors? Should Microsoft have placed more of a focus on getting the best Xbox games on there, like Knights of the Old Republic, Halo 2, or even some of the best games that are still not backwards compatible?
See, why ask the question if you're just going to put the answer right in the question?
Yeah, you pretty much nailed it. Who's going to spend... When you price a downloadable game more than if you would go to a GameStop and buy the game, then probably not that many people are going to buy it. You know, there's just not that much incentive there. Downloadable content is always too much, whether it's a full game or like a map or something. It's always overpriced, and this was no exception. They did get some decent titles on there eventually, so I don't know if that was the problem. I think they just decided that, hey, why focus on the old Xbox games? Let's, you know, move on to Xbox 360 where we can sell them for even more money, and, you know, it's the future, or it's the present, actually. Why focus on the past? Right, Wombat?
Yes. Is that it? Are we done now?
Oh, you want to go?
Pick one more question.
Okay, here's a Big Mac says, Cheapy, I've watched three of the documentaries you recommended. What was that one called? He said the one about Waco, Texas. I forgot what that one's called. The Vice Guide to North Korea, and the one you posted in Twitter about fighting games called I Got Next. He wants to know if I have any other documentary recommendations. Here's a really good one. It's very disturbing, but it's awesome. It's called Capturing the Friedmans. Have you seen that, Wombat?
I do know that one. That's the creepy family from the North Shore.
Yeah, it's about this family on Long Island that was involved in
child molestation,
child molesting thing. But it's amazing. You have to watch Capturing the Friedmans. The Waco one was called Rules of Engagement, by the way, and that's also about the David Koresh thing. That's also awesome. I did watch I Got Next. It's about street, like people who play Street Fighter in tournaments and stuff. The version that's on the torrents right now, and it's free. It's supposed to be on torrents, so don't worry about that. It's only like 45 minutes, and there's a full cut coming, I think, like a real movie. It was entertaining, but I don't know really what I took away from it. I didn't really learn that much about it. I did do a very good job seeding it. I seeded it like, 350 times. So I did my part to spread it around. But I don't know. You might want to wait for the full version on that and see how that comes together. And I guess that's it. Wow,
it's pretty funny. Whenever I hear documentaries, I just think of when my wife was giving birth to our child, and we were stuck in the hospital. We had this TV, and the only thing that was on was this documentary. It was like 4 hours long about FDR.
Oh my God!
And I watched the whole thing from beginning to end, and at one point, I got really sucked into it. Where I kind of stopped paying attention to what was going on. And I'm like, wait a minute, I have to know all about FDR now. But that was that. So for some reason, documentaries always remind me of childbirth. Hmm? Yeah.
Okay. So that's it, Wombat?
Yes, that is it.
I want to remind everybody to follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/CheapyD, and I've been doing audio boos still, although I'm not sure if I'm going to keep doing them in the morning or start doing them at night. Because if I do them at night, then they show up on Twitter in the morning in America. You got Twitter.com/Wombat5277. You can get Shipwreck @/Shipwreck. Get Video Game Deals @Video Game Deals. And UK Game Deals @UK Game Deals. And review us on iTunes, please. We always appreciate your reviews, and you don't even need to type anything anymore. You can just select how many stars you want to give us. And I guess that's it. I guess you don't want to hear my moving story again.
Oh, you go for it. What the hell?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, fine. Next week, we'll open with the moving story.
No.
About the type time of thing that GPD moved Bill Cosby from his apartment with one box.
With my wang.
With his wang. Whoa, the jello pudding pop. Wah.
It's the type of story that needs to go on the end because it has nothing to do with anything. But I just thought there was a lesson to be learned. And it's interesting, maybe.
Maybe.
But if you want to go to sleep on it, that's fine.
It's possible.
Maybe next week. Okay?
Okay.
You ready to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you next week.
Genesis brings you the 16-bit arcade challenge with Ghostbusters. 16-bit thrills in Ghouls and Ghosts. And 16-bit arcade action with Forgotten Worlds. Gruesome ghosts, ferocious foes, battles of power, of magic and might. Ghouls and Ghosts, Ghostbusters and Forgotten Worlds are for the Genesis system. Sega Genesis brings the arcade experience home. Games sold separately.